recommendation found in your bulletin.
Guide us, O God, by your word and Holy Spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
This morning I'm just reading Psalm 4 from the Hebrew Scriptures, which is on page 845, but I'm actually going to be reading it from a different version on my phone, so it'll be a little different if you're looking in the Bible, because I like this one better. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? You know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who would say, oh, that we might see some good. Let the light of your face shine on us, Lord. You have put goodness in my heart more than when their grain and wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, Lord, make me lie down in safety. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alle, alle, alle. Hallelujah. Alle, alle, alle.
Hard time falling asleep. Yes. Do you ever lay in bed, mulling over the things of the day, wondering what you could have done differently? Yes. Or perhaps you are the kind of bedtime thinker whose thoughts gravitate to the goings-on of the day to come. How will this turn out? What should I do here? Or maybe you're the kind of person who the troubles of the wider world keep you awake at night. What will come of that horrible situation in Syria? The psalmist knew those bedtime wranglings intimately and longed for God to settle their soul. In my travels as a pastor and as a therapist, I often hear about the things that keep people from falling asleep at night. It just seems to be a common theme. And the things that keep people from sleeping deeply. The active part of the day zooms by when we try to quiet ourselves and fall asleep and get some rest. Those pesky things pop up and bother us. Some of us seem to be the kind of people that can't fall asleep, and other people seem to be the kind that wake up at 4 a.m. with a pressing thing they have to think about, and they're unable to go back to sleep. So why is our sleep ruffled like this? Life is hard. Life is hard, and God knows that life is hard. Add to that any attempt to lead an ethical or concerned life, and you have a really tough job on your hands. Some say that God will never give us more than we can handle, but I do not believe that's true. Maybe it's true that we are able to handle anything with God, but that oft-quote adage infers that God is the source of our suffering or difficulty, and I don't believe that's true. God knows better than any of us that life can be really difficult. Life can be incredibly joyous, too. But God knows that life can be really tough. When we read the Psalms, it's said that we are reading a prayer book over Jesus' shoulder. Jesus read these exact same words. For me, this illuminates how old these words are and how people throughout time and across distance have struggled with these exact same feelings and problems. I'm having a really rough time. What do I say to God? We do not know what struggles the psalmist was actually struggling with, but we do know that their relationship with trouble and reaching out to God went way back. This was a prayer that talked about the last time they were having trouble and what they did the last time. They remembered when things were not going well and how God made room for them. I really like the idea of God making room for us in moments of distress. I imagine that that meant that God made space for the writer to feel all of the feelings they were feeling. When they were in a bad spot, God gave them the space to be angry, to be hopeless, or to just be authentic in their struggle. God didn't ditch them when they were doing poorly. God made space for them and their pain. The writer knows from previous experience that when things are not good, God is still there. God makes room. The psalmist has a sense that God also provides hope. He doesn't say that God will wipe away all the problems. He does not suggest that God will even change the source of the pain, but he does believe that God can bring joy and peace. Prayers may not change God's mind, but prayer can change our minds. Maybe God's mind doesn't even need changing necessarily. God is constant and consistent and offers the same thing yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And in that, there is comfort. The psalmist says, "When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent." Again, the psalmist is laying back in bed, thinking about God. If we think of sin as that which creates distance between us and other people or us and God, then we should think about not sinning as not widening that gap. When you're doing really badly, a lot of times you want to do something to change the way you feel, and in changing the way you feel, you often do create distance between other people and yourself, or between yourself and God. I think it should also be noted, though, that feeling far from God and actually being far away from God are two very different things. When we're doing badly, sometimes we feel more isolated than we actually are. When we're in pain, we long for something to change. And in our pain and anger at God, we lash out by doing things that create more distance. The psalmist reminds us to be patient. God is there, and we need not create more pain when we already feel alone. When we lie in bed at night after a difficult day, and we wonder to ourselves if God hears us and cares about us, this is a timeless experience. This is something people have laid in their beds and wondered for years and years and years. The promise of baptism is the promise that God is with us. Most relationships with God have doubt. God does not demand perfect belief. Instead, God is patient and waits for us. God loves us and makes room for us no matter what state we are in. God does not demand that we rely on God, but instead allows us to come when we are ready. God is able to hear our anger, our frustration, and our doubt, as well as our joy and our praise. Let God in. Be real with God. God can take you on wherever you are and whatever you have to carry. Amen. Amen.